century.
Broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Is your contractor properly licensed and insured? The Louisiana State Licensing Board Contractors proudly presents the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvements, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or anything that pertains to your home. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
All right, hello, and welcome. Ça c'est le bon temps relais. That's right. It's a good time to roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I want to welcome all our listeners that's now tuning in on the Accent Talk Radio Network, also the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Also, we are streaming on the World Wide Web. That's right, I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. America's only self-proclaimed home expert. All right. Just getting back, and I'm now behind Master Control, behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone. I've been playing a little hooky today. Once a year, we have our annual Hospice Foundation Crawfish Ball fundraiser here in Slidell on the North Shore in New Orleans. It's a fantastic function. Last year, we raised a little bit over $1 million for the local hospice charity. And each year, we have a crawfish balling contest for businesses and the community and the basically anybody that has a recipe and thinks he can ball crawfish, well, hey, it's a great venture and it's for a good cause. And I definitely want to thank just getting back. I've been there all day and they're getting ready to vote and I'm not there, but last year I get into the running each year, but hospice organization is a great organization, and they should be commended. I mean, the quality of life they provide someone that has a terminal illness, and I tell you, it's just a fantastic organization. And if you have a chance to support your local hospice chapter, you should call up and see what you can do, because it does make a difference. And I also want to thank everybody for coming on and say hello. The show is being broadcast through our affiliate there in New Orleans, 690, WIST. And I want to thank everybody who came to the booth and my personal booth. We raised about $15,000 in my booth, and I doubled it to $30,000. So I definitely want to thank you all for coming out. All right, we've got to take care of business right now. We got a great hour. In store for you at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Ben Indris with Cherry Tree Kitchens. And he's coming in through our affiliate, WLPO, 1220 AM, right there in Utica, Illinois. We're going to be talking a little kitchen designing. So Ben is one of the premier authority on kitchen designing, so I'm looking forward to talking to Ben. Also, we're going to dip into that old email bag, and we have Bam Plum through our affiliate WKWN 1420 AM right there in Trenton, Georgia. Has a little rust in his hot water heater. Needs some help. Hey, I'm on the way, Bam. You don't have to worry. We're going to help you with your little problem. Also, FAQ home tip of the week. All right. More tuna for the spring. So I'm going to be giving some great tips on your lawnmower. As you know, it's getting close to getting out there and cutting that grass. So there's some things you need to know. Also, just shortly, we're going to have Harry Morris from G&H Remodeling. We're going to talk about some things you should know before you hire a contractor. Also, don't forget about our poll question of the week. Do you currently have an outside storage facility away from your home? All right. I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. Also, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects. And most importantly, you have complete access to all our industry experts. And now I'd like to welcome to the show. His name is Harry Morris with G&H Remodeling. Harry, welcome to the Gumbo Pod. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How about you?
Well, having a great time, Harry. Just getting back, and I'm behind Master Control. I had a chance to eat a lot of ball crawfish. and I'm tired, but I've got to take a little business. But, hey, tell me a little bit about G&H Remodeling, a little bit about your background, and we're going to be talking about some things that you want to talk about, basically how to pick a contractor, and you're going to talk about why it's not always best to take the cheapest price in a construction job. So so tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm born in Peru, raised in the area, and, you know, been around here for quite some time. I've been.
And where's that at, sir?
LaSalle, Illinois.
Okay.
Been pounding nails since I was 6. My parents bought a farmhouse, and we went to rehab that.
Okay.
So I got an early start. My partner, Jerry, he's got about 30 years experience. He's a licensed inspector for 17 or 18 of those years.
Ooh.
So he's, you know, well up to date in all the codes and everything like that. And he's been doing it, and we've been doing it together for a couple of years, and we just got together and started our own business.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet you. I was very impressed with what you're doing down there. I was down there doing a trade show through our affiliate down there in Utica, Illinois, that's carrying our program right now. And I think that's WLPO, 1220 AM, and we had a chance to talk. And you kind of believe in the same thing I believe in, you know, the legitimacy of the contractor. Don't take the cheapest job. But the most importantly, the licensing and insurance of contractors. But give some tips. I mean, you know, you out there in the pit every day, you fight it. I mean, you're fighting the illegals in Illinois, and you know what it's like, you know, when you lose a job to a guy that's working out of a truck and not playing by the rules. But basically, what can you tell us? I mean, what do you advise if I'm thinking about hiring a contractor? You know, well, okay, let's do it this way. Why should I pick you?
Well, we're licensed, we're insured. We carry $1 million liability on property and $2 million on personal. So, I mean, that'll cover us in just about any neighborhood around here.
And that's so
always
important.
I'll always check for that. When somebody gives you a bid, you know, ask to see their license. I mean, that's no biggie. You know, I mean, ask for proof of insurance, get their insurance agent, you know, call and check up on them. Make sure the policy's still good.
Yeah, the consumer should always call their local licensing board and find out what the local requirement is for the license, because what happens in a lot of areas, a testing procedure or the licensing of a contractor might not be a accountability test. It might just be an occupational license. And there is a difference between an occupational license and actually a contractor's license. So you want to find out what the requirement is in your particular area. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah. Like, I mean, in the state of Illinois, I mean, you have to be a licensed plumber to perform any plumbing work.
Yeah.
And I believe, if I read the law correctly, the electrical is going that way the 1st of July.
Yeah.
So, you know, to do that work, you have to go and take the test, and then, you know, you get your certification. And then you have to, you know, keep up with school, you know, every so often to keep your license current and everything like that.
Yeah, it is important. So, because each area is different, and you should know your local area's minimum requirements, whatever is required to do the job in your local particular area. But insurance is so important. We have a lot of states that don't even require insurance in their licensing laws, and that's horrible.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I tell
people, here to get a license anywhere, you have to show them proof of insurance.
Yeah. Now, if I'm the homeowner, if I'm sitting in the home and they give me an insurance certificate, wouldn't you think it'd be a good idea just to verify that certificate with the person's insurance and see if that is a valid and it is active?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's a phone number on there for the agent. You know, it only takes you a couple minutes to make a phone call.
All right. Well, hold on right there. We're talking to Harry Morris. He's with G&H Remodeling, right there around the Utica, Illinois area. Coming in through our affiliate WLPO. All right, let's go ahead and take a short break, pay some bills. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'll be right back. Yeah.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Weather doesn't care about your home. Weather doesn't care that you would rather spend your summers gardening, biking, and playing golf instead of scraping, painting, and cleaning brushes. At James Hardy, they know weather, and they know how to stand up to it. They should. They've been doing it for nearly 100 years. Maybe that's why James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding is the overwhelming choice of so many homeowners, builders, and architects. With the look and feel of real wood, James Hardy siding is unmatched for weather resistance, toughness, and natural beauty. They've created a range of products that are resistant to flame, impact, moisture, and more. The products they manufacture are technologically superior to anything their competitors offer, and they'll back that up with their warranty. So check them out online for their full range of products, www.jameshardy.com, or give them a call. That's 1-888-J-HARDY. Or 1-888-542-7343.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, come on, hello, welcome back. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, America's only self-proclaimed home expert. I have a big announcement to make. Now you can get Home Talk on demand, 24/7, 365. That's right. We have our own live internet channel now. That's now online. So just go to HometalkUSA.com. Look to the left on the on-air button. Click there. Now you can catch Home Talk 24/7, 365. We download all our shows on Saturday, so you can catch them each day, every day, providing you the best in home improvement information and education. Home Talk on demand. 24/7, 365. We're having a good conversation right now. We're talking to Harry Morris. He is with G&H Remodeling right there around the Utica, Illinois area. He's coming in through our affiliate, WLPO, 1220 AM,
right there in Utica. He is a licensed and insured contractor, has many concerns in his area about competing against unlicensed and untested and uninsured contractors, and we thought it would be a good idea to hear from him about the problems he's facing and why it's so difficult that when you do, you know, hire a unlicensed or insured contractor, the gamble that you're taking. And I do understand right now he has his partner on the line joining us right now. His name is Jerry Van Quillen with G&H Remodeling. Hey, Jerry, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, that's good. We're trying to clean up the area, and I know I met y'all down at the trade show when I was in Utica, and we had a long talk and conversation, and y'all doing some great things down in the Utica area and trying to clean up the area. And basically, y'all philosophy is that if you're going to deal with somebody, make sure they certify license insurance. Am I correct? That's what we're talking about.
Absolutely. That's very important.
Why is it important, though? Really, why is that so important? Because as you know right now, we are so price sensitive. We are geared by the price. I mean, the ordinary consumer, when they're looking to do home improvements, they think it's like buying a car or furniture. Hey, let's go out and get our best deal, man. I got five estimates here, and let's just go ahead and take the cheapest estimates. And that's the biggest problem, is people think in the home improvement business that cheap is the better. But I need to find out that the guy's the cheapest. There's a reason why he's the cheapest. He said he might not be doing the same job plan. Am I correct?
That's absolutely right. You know, just about anybody can throw a hammer in the back of their truck and say, okay, I'm a contractor now. And sometimes it just takes experience. I know I've been doing remodeling work for 20 years, and I've been a carpenter for 28. And every day I learn something new.
Also, you're right. Also, Jared, don't you think, it's a good idea to learn your local codes and of your local area and find out if there is a building code or when you apply for a building permit, the consumer should have a little knowledge of the local code and to see if, the job meets code. Because if it don't, that's another problem. Huh, Jerry?
Yes, it is. You know, and a lot of times if you go to sell your home, I was a home inspector for 3 years, so I know that if you have a home inspection, they go through and then make a punch list, and then this person says, well, I just spent $10,000 on this remodel job. What do you mean? That's not right. You know, and when it comes time to sell your house, well, then a lot of times you have to ante up.
Yeah. So what are some of the challenges that you and Harry is facing down in your area and in the Utica area?
Well, right now the economy is pretty tough, and there's a lot of people in the industry, you know, carpenters that are getting laid off that have made their living for years framing new homes, and, you know, they might be drawn on unemployment, they might not, but they're thinking, boy, we're going to have to do something different. So all of a sudden they think that they're going to start remodeling, and it's really something that it takes a lot of experience to be able to open up a wall with so many different types of framing and stuff that you run into, and every house is unique, and you have to be able to take a look at what's there and address it and make the right decisions. And a lot of times people that know how to frame a house don't necessarily know how to remodel one.
That's true. You said that correctly. I couldn't have said it myself. You know, it's nothing, you know, they're used to framing the houses, you know, that's what they do. That's what they do, and they do it well. But, you know, doing a remodeling job, it's not quite the same animal there.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because you see, the problem with framers and carpenters, they don't never deal with the customer directly. You come out there, they got a square foot price on the framing job. There it is. They finish. It's inspected. They get paid. Well, what happens on a remodeling job? It's more than just doing the work. It's laying out the job plan, talking about the remodeling job, and solving the problem. So you have a lot of communication with the homeowner when you're a remodeler compared to just a framer. Sometimes the framers never even meet the homeowner. You understand? They might be subbed out by the contractor themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, all the little things that are involved in the remodeling, they come together and make a total job. You know, you have to take into consideration what rooms the family uses the most,
yeah,
and if they have pets or if they have kids, and what's their schedule, you know, and how well they manicure their lawn. Are you, if you make sawdust out in the yard, are you going to have to vacuum it up to keep them happy? You know, things like that.
Yeah. Harry, are you still with me?
Absolutely.
Well, Harry, we only got about a couple minutes left right now, and I just want to thank you and Jerry for coming on the show and talking about something that's not just a Utica, Illinois problem. It's a problem that's facing everybody across the country. You just so one area, and I like to hear from a local area to understand your needs. And Harry, is there anything we can do? But before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to say out to our audience right now that you want to leave this show with?
Well, if you need any work done, please feel free to give us a call. We'll give you an estimate. Phone number is
815. That's a good one right there, brother. That's a good one. That's right. I need help. I need work. Well, give us a – I love that. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, hey, I'm here to help. But, man, I got to feed my family here, you know. Give us some contact information. How can we reach you?
815-326-0713.
Say it again.
815-326-0713.
And if anybody, even though if you only do work in your area, but if anybody wants to call around the country and talk to you, just so you know, just to meet you and just maybe have some advice you can give them. I know you do welcome to talk to people, and I know you like to talk to people. And if you can help somebody out, I appreciate it if you can do that also.
Sure, we could be the next TV superstars. We'd just do a show down here.
Hey, come on now. Now you're trying to get my gig.
No radio,
guys,
TV.
Guys, I definitely want to thank y'all and anything that we can do. And I just want to thank our affiliate down there, WLPO 1220. They're doing some great things down in your area. And anything you can do. And the radio station is really trying to do some good things down in the area to try to bring legitimacy back to that area. And it was just so great being down there, meeting all y'all, letting y'all welcome me into your family, and we talk about the issues. And good luck, and I hope one day we can get you back on the show again.
Well, and send us an invite to the next crawfish boil there.
Yeah, I'm full. All right, we got to take a break. That's my music. Got to pay some bills. We definitely want to thank Harry Morris and Jerry Van Quillen with G&H Remodeling right there in the Utica, Illinois area. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Ben Endres, also from Cherry Tree Kitchens from the Utica, Illinois area. This is Utica.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. And if you're looking to add a roof to a new structure or wanting to upgrade from your current roof, give the professionals of Classic Metal Roofing a call today. Classic Metal Roofing has a proven history of staying on the leading edge of residential metal roofing. High winds, hail, and fire are no match for the Classic Metal Roof. With several different colors and themes to choose from, and even some that look like actual wooden shingles, you're sure to find a product to fit your needs. Classic Metal Roofing systems are made from an aluminum, so they do not rust or are not broken down by the elements. Classic is so convinced of the superiority of their metal roofing systems, they back up their products with a lifetime limited warranty for the original owner and a 40-year transferable warranty for all the future owners. So what are you waiting for? Check them out online at classicroof.com or give them a call today at 1-800-543-8938. That's 1-800-543-8938.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Fact.
Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, coming to by. Hello, welcome back to the best in home improvement broadcast and excellence. I want to welcome a new member to the Home Talk family. We have out in Lawton, Oklahoma, that's tuning in right now on KBZQ 99.5 FM. Mr. Rick Prish is a group down there. I had a chance to meet them at the Oklahoma Broadcasters Convention, and he decided to go ahead and give the old Cajun contractor a shot there, and we definitely want to thank him. And anything that we can do in the Lawton, Oklahoma area, just give us a holler. If you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, hey, the phone lines are now open, 1-800-259-5791, michaelking1350@yahoo.com. I'm going to hurry up and grab this this email right quick before I have Mr. Ben Endres from Cherry Tree Kitchens on. We have an email that came in from us, from my affiliate right there in the Trenton, Georgia area, through our affiliate WKWN, Bam Plum. Has a little rust in his hot water heater. Bam wants to know, hey, Michael King, there is rust in my hot water heater. Just the hot water, though. Can I fix it or have it fixed? Hey, Bam, there's nothing to fix, in my opinion. The heater has failed and must be replaced. Now, if it failed under warranty, guess what? You can get a new one. If the warranty is up, you better bust out your checkwood because you're going to have to buy a new one. All right, Bam, sorry I got no better news for you, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If you got an email question for the Cajun contract, it's michaelking1350@yahoo.com. All right, I want to talk a little kitchen renovation, kitchen designing. And this is kind of our Utica, Illinois day, and we got a couple contractors from the Utica, Illinois area that's coming in through our affiliate WLPO, 1220 AM right there in Utica. Hey, I'd like to welcome Ben Endres. Hey, Ben, how you doing, my friend?
Doing super.
Man, I tell you what, when I was down at the trade show, you were right next to me, and I was broadcasting, and I need to commend you on the job you're doing down there and the quality of your kitchen designing and what you offer. You know, I travel the country a lot, Ben, and I need to tell you, you're providing some products that's just as good as anywhere in the United States. I just want you to know that, my friend. You are really providing some good quality craftsmanship with a good quality kitchen designing, and I thought you should know that, Ben.
Well, thank you. We do our best, and I've got a lot of years ahead of me, so I know I've got to stay in business for many years.
Yeah. All right, I'm sitting listening to the show right now, Ben, and I'm ready to, get a real brand-new look in my kitchen. What should I do? Where should I start? How can you help me?
Well, if you're we do a lot of cabinet refacing, which utilizes your existing cabinet structure, and we overlay the framework with – we take off all your old doors, your trim work. We get down to your basic cabinet frame, and then we overlay all your frames with a quarter inch of solid wood, whatever type of wood, whatever stain color you like. And then we'll put on new doors, new handles, new hinges, new trim work, new drawers if needed. And that would be the most economical way of getting a brand new look without spending a ton of money on a complete kitchen gut out and remodel. So that is one area that we offer our product. And then we also offer complete tear out and installation of new cabinets. Go ahead.
No, I was going to add a little bit to that cabinet refacing. Usually around August, we like to really get into that cabinet refacing because it's really a good time to really look at stuff like that, say, just before Thanksgiving and before your family comes over and everything. And this is something you really can do, less expensive. It can change the whole complexity of the whole look of your kitchen by just doing these little simple things without doing a complete kitchen overhaul. And we do recommend, if you're trying to tidy up your kitchen for the holidays, cabinet refacing is definitely a good way to look. And you know, you're not tying up your kitchen for weeks and weeks, you know?
Yes. Yeah, typically a cabinet refacing project, once we step on the job, could be completed in about 2 days. Your kitchen is still fairly functional. You can still cook in it if you'd like. But the nice thing about it, refacing, you pretty much know what you're going to spend right off the bat versus sometimes when we do all new kitchen gut out and all new, we run into issues of flooring issues, wallpaper issues,
maybe deterioration, termite, maybe, you know, the woods had a leak back there or something for years that was undetected. I mean, you're really going in sometimes into a hornet's nest when you start tearing down things.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's the bill can start to add up pretty quickly once you have to, once you've got all the other costs involved with complete tear out and starting all over. So that's what's, a lot of people like about refacing. They know what they're getting into right off the bat. They're still getting a brand new look. There's some limitations to refacing as far as changing the layout a tremendous amount. You know, then it becomes not as cost effective if we're cutting out cabinets, adding new cabinets, and doing a lot of extras. But I would say that's our number one thing our clients like. They know it cost $5,000, $6,000 to refacing their cabinet.
Breaking up a little bit.
Other savings.
Yeah, but you're breaking up a little bit. Are you on your cell phone?
Yes, I am. How do I sound now?
You sound good. Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit, but
okay.
Yeah, you're right. It just depends on what are you looking for in your budget. And there are some alternatives in kitchen designing, and that's the point I want to make. You don't have to rush in and do a complete remodeling job. There is some alternatives, and cabinet refacing is an alternative.
Yes. And I would say in cabinet refacing, a traditional way, cabinet refacing is used is with a veneer, a real thin veneer that gets overlaid on your existing framework. I didn't quite like that concept just because it's such a thin product and your kitchen is used. You use your kitchen a lot. You're opening the doors. You're pulling plates, cups, and so forth out. And that thin veneer sometimes has a tendency to start to peel away. So we've developed a product, a quarter-inch solid wood that we can overlay it that just gives it a little more of a substantial look and feel.
It makes it more durable, give it a lot of durability, too, you know. All right, that's my music. I want you to hold right there. I've got to step away from the famous Golden Hammer microphone. And we're talking to Ben Endres from Cherry Tree Kitchens, giving us some great tips on kitchen refacing. All right, got to step away, pay some bills. You're listening to Home Talk. I'll be right back. All right.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite experts.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Talix ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Talix, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Talix moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand. And I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Talix and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Oh, man, we always pass a good time right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Networks. I do broadcast here each week, every week, where I'm sitting behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking your calls and emails, answering your questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. All right, our easy poll online poll on my website, we're polling. This is the question. Do you currently have an outside storage facility away from your home? All right, we're running. We got some early numbers. It's 75% of you saying yes, 25% of you saying no. That's kind of shocking. I didn't think it was that high. But maybe the outside storage facilities are doing real good because we're polling. 75% saying yes, I do have an outside storage facility. Hey, it's very easy to participate. HomeTalkUSA.com. Look to the left. Click the easy poll, online poll. Tell me what you think. Also, you can call us at 1-800-259-5791. I also want to mention that this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. So if you happen to miss our show, just tune in to every Sunday morning rebroadcast, 7 to 10,
at GCNlive.com. That's Central Time. So, all right, we're talking to Mr. Ben Endres. He is with Cherry Tree Kitchens. We're talking about kitchen designing, giving us some great tips. If you are ready to give your kitchen a brand new look, some alternatives that you can do. One alternative is called cabinet refacing. If you don't want to do, say, new construction cabinets, then that's what we're talking about. But Ben is coming through our affiliate right there in Utica, Illinois. That's WLPO, 1220 AM. A real good affiliate of ours in the Illinois area, just a little south of Chicago. Was down there doing a home and garden show for them and had a chance to meet Ben. Ben, we had a great time, man. I learned a lot, and it was just so great to meet you guys. And my show is doing real good out there in the Utica, Illinois area, and we're trying to help people. And you're one of the premier kitchen designers out there, and I definitely want to thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Being at those, there's a lot of good people come through. We have a real good time, and if anybody hasn't been to a home improvement show, it'd be well worth your time to talk to contractors and get good free advice as you're there.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the new construction cabinets, which is an alternative. But this is what I find. Maybe I'm wrong, Ben, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, when interest rates are very low and people buying new homes, people looking at new cabinets, so the renovation business kind of drops a little bit. But when interest rates get a little high or money gets a little tight, and with the current construction slump right now, it looks like the renovation business, where people, say, used to maybe just build a new home or sell their home and not really putting money into their home, I'm going to predict that the you know, the renovation, the kitchen renovation business is just going to explode because people are going to start putting money in their homes instead of selling and building. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that is correct. This has been by far our busiest year. Also, when the stock market's a little bit funny, sometimes people will put the equity back in their homes, which over the years has proven to be a really a good, stable investment. So I get a lot of folks that are pulling money out of the stocks and putting it into their homes, and they can enjoy a nice home while they're while they can also increase the value of their home.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, there's a difference. You know, the average kitchen job in the United States is running a little bit over $18,000. That's for a minimum kitchen job. It's running about $18,000. That's on the average. $18,000, $5,000. Like you said, a cabinet refacing, $5,000. Probably the average. So, you know, there's a difference of $13,000 there. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of these kitchen remodeling can be a lot more expensive than $18,000. But that's just on a basic average. Is that about the average that's in your area? It's a little lower than that you find?
Yeah, I would say in the $15,000 to $18,000 is pretty accurate for new cabinets. Countertops now can really range. I know Formica for many years was a preferred choice. Basically, that was one of the only choices. And now with granite and stone, that can raise the average cost up quite a bit also.
Yeah.
But I would say you're real on with around the $15,000 to $18,000 range just for a new cabinet.
Yeah. Well, Ben, unfortunately, we're just simply out of time, and I definitely want to thank you. I don't have time to get into any more of this with you, but give us some contact information if anybody wants to call you and talk to you direct about you know, your services. You do take questions all across the country, and if somebody wants to get an estimate down in the Utica, Illinois area, how can they reach you?
You can go online at cherrytreekitchens.com, or you can reach us toll-free at 8... toll-free. My regular number would be 309-897... 2030. I can't remember my toll-free number. Sorry about that.
All right, man, we got to go. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Hello. My name is Charles Marceau, Executive Director of the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. The board's purpose is to regulate the contractors who perform construction projects. These include commercial buildings, residential homes, home improvements, industrial plants, maintenance contracts, and mold remediation. All of these are covered in Louisiana Revised Statutes Title 37, Sections 2150 through 2192. Always hire a state-licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. To verify a contractor's license or to file a formal complaint, call 1-800-256-1392. That's 1-800-256-1392, or visit us at www.lslbc.louisiana.gov. Spell out Louisiana. On behalf of the State Licensing Board for Contractors, we thank you very much.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Hello and welcome back. We've got some emails just now. I had to cut out. We were just running out of time on our last guest, Mr. Ben Endres with Cherry Tree Kitchens. Just to re-announce his contact information, to reach him, it's cherrytreekitchens.com. That's cherrytreekitchens.com. All right. Let's see. Don't forget about our current poll question. Do you currently have an outside storage facility away from your home? We're running 75% saying yes, 25% saying no. All right, that's pretty high, but there it is. All right, let's do our home FAQ tip of the week. All right, mower tune-up for the spring. Now, listen to this now. Say last year you have properly prepared your lawnmower, say for storage last fall, But to me, all you need to do this spring is to add some fresh gasoline to the tank and just pull the rope. Now, if like most of us, you just say park the mower after your last cutting
there are some things you can do now to make you more easy to start. Listen to this. If you left gasoline in the tank, your first priority will be to get rid of it. Now, most lawnmower fuel tanks are easy to remove. Take the tank off and drain it. The second thing is look at your fuel filter. If your mower has a fuel filter, it may be need to be replaced. Now, air filter, very important. Check your air filter. Spark plugs, check your spark plugs. Simple. Lubrication. Now, many lawnmowers have places that need to be greased or oiled, such as the wheels and wheel drives. So make sure you got some good lubrication there. Your engine oil is so important also. If you have, say, like a four-stroke engine, the oil should be changed at least once a year and drained. Now, cleaning is so important. Please remove the grass clippings and other trash from both the top and underside of the deck, the blade. Now, that blade will probably need to be sharpened, so make sure you have a good sharpened blade. There you got it, our FAQ home tip of the week. That old mower needs to be tuned up for the spring because, hey, you know, you're going to be using it. You're going to be cutting that grass. And so also I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to also have it posted up on our website at hometalkusa.com a little later on this evening. So just look for the information link. It's going to say mower tune-up for the spring. All right, that's our cue. That's our music. We definitely want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of Home Talk. We do broadcast here each week, every week. I am the Cajun Man, America's only self-proclaimed home expert. You know, down in Louisiana, we got a saying. It's called Set the Info Dejeuner en Toi. L'Alessier en Catoi. L'Alessier Jean. Et me a table c'est. Always hire state license insurance contractors. Goodbye and God bless. Yeah!
And mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.
Hi, Nate.